This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Fraud comes in an increasing array of forms. How can you spot it, avoid it, and sound the alarm so authorities can stop it? The local Better Business Bureau, the Cincinnati Police Department, and senior service organizations are teaming up to short-circuit the rising tide of fraud. To explain the new collaboration, we are joined by the public relations specialist for the Better Business Bureau that serves Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, and Southeast Indiana, Sandra Guile. From the Major Offenders Unit in the Financial Crime Squad of the Cincinnati Police Department, Detective James Whittington. And from Pro Seniors Incorporated, Staff Attorney Matthew Barnes. Do you have an experience or worry that you gave out critical information? You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome, everybody, to Cincinnati Edition. And Jim, let's just start with sort of what's out there right now. What kind? Because I know this is an evolving universe.
Yes.
What are the fraud, the forms of fraud that, as a police officer, you're sort of seeing pop up at the moment?
Well, we see a lot. There's lottery scams where you'll receive a phone call or an unsolicited email that you're a big prize winner from a foreign country, and generally they'll ask for
that should be a tip off.
That should be a tip off, right? But first of all, the first clue is if you didn't enter the contest, you didn't win it. We see lottery scams. We see IRS scams, lowering credit scores or lower interest credit cards. People call to try to get your information that way. We've had some where people pose as police officers, sheriff deputies, and tell people that they're wanted for missing jury duty. That's a relatively new one within the last 6 months.
And what do they get from that? I mean, somebody calls and says you've missed jury duty.
Right.
So what do they want?
Money. Or they'll ask for
– oh, you're being fined.
Fined, right. Correct.
Okay.
In order for this warrant to go away, they ask for gift cards. And ask for prepaid Visa cards. That's not how the legal system works.
Courts aren't just calling people up.
No,
the IRS for that matter.
No, none of the courts on any level, federal, state, or local, work in that matter.
Matt, I think a lot of times people think of this as frauds and scams are directed specifically at senior citizens. Is that true? First off, are seniors a conscious target of a lot of this activity? And secondly, what about other people? Because I can recognize some of the things that Jim was just talking about.
Yeah. So actually, when it comes first to whether or not seniors are uniquely vulnerable, whether they are targeted more often, one of the stats that we had from one of our own financial exploitation presentations is that only about a little bit more than a quarter of victims of financial fraud are over the age of 60. So they are by far not the only ones getting defrauded here, and younger people are targeted very often as well. Now, there are certain kinds of scams and frauds that will target older adults specifically, and that can be for a lot of reasons. It might be the type of scam. If it involves Medicare, for example, that they're impersonating Medicare, well, that's probably going to target older adults. Another reason a lot of times that older adults might be targeted, especially with things like investment scams, is because they have more money to invest. So there are certain types of scams that will be targeted specifically towards that age group. But in terms of financial fraud overall, I mean, it's something that everybody needs to be aware of. Jim was mentioning the IRS scam. I myself got a call, supposedly from the IRS saying, hey, if you don't call us back and give us your information, you have major issues in your file. And again, it's everybody that has to watch out for those types of scams where you have people impersonating IRS officials or anything else.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it can be, Jim, you were mentioning the you missed jury duty, send us money to make this warrant go away.
Right.
But sometimes it's not money right now that they want. It's other pieces of information. What is it that you should be really careful about ever giving out over the phone or online for that matter?
Any personal information, including even your full name, is a piece they can use against you. Address, birthday, social security, and those are all very risky to give out to anybody unknown online, on a telephone, through email, anything like that.
So, Sandra, from the Better Business Bureau's point of view, do you hear, do you get complaints called in about this? What are you hearing, and what's been the sort of trend lines in this? Do you experience this going up or coming down, or what?
It's cyclical, really. At Better Business Bureau, we do receive quite a few phone calls at our market resource consultants area, and I overhear a lot of these phone calls from people. And, this person called me. They just said I won $2 million in a brand new yacht. Wouldn't that be nice, guys? But I've often hear them say, I'm sorry, but that's a scam. Or they receive a threatening phone call. You know, the IRS just called me. They say I owe back taxes. I just filed my taxes. I just paid my taxes. And they're all in a panic. And they're pushing for personal information. We just want to verify your social security number, your mother's maiden name, and other personal information in order to process this and make it, you know, correct. Or what we also hear is more on a technical level. We actually have a lot of tech-savvy seniors out there, and they get a pop-up box. And it says your computer has a virus. Maybe it's your Macintosh computer. Mm-hmm. And it's the scammer wants iTunes gift cards to help you fix that computer. That's my favorite scam of all time because it's kind of ironic. Or they ask for other form of payment, but it's usually a prepaid debit card, which, by the way, is legal according to the Federal Trade Commission. Somebody calling you and asking you for some sort of prepayment over the phone. This was designated about 2 or 3 years ago. But yeah, we're seeing that. And according to our scam tracker tool, scamtracker.org, in last year, we received 288 reports of fraudulent activity collected in the greater Cincinnati in 2017. With a total price tag of about $80,000 lost. And on average, both in Cincinnati and across the United States, this included scam artists seeking important personal information. And this is what they're using to open up credit card accounts, banking accounts, maybe cell phone accounts or anything like that. And they're using their two favorite methods, phishing, using email, or by phone.
Okay. So if someone got one of these kinds of calls, okay, some people are calling Better Business Bureau. What's the right way to respond to this? Calling your police department? Calling pro seniors? What's the right way, or is there a right way?
If you receive a phone call like that, I would advise hang up immediately. Mm-hmm. Better Business Bureau has an excellent link on their page to report a scam, and it gives you. And Sandra can explain more about it.
The scam tracker.
I refer people there all the time when they make a police report. I ask them to go to your web page, put the information in, because it can help another person from not being a victim.
Right.
Now, if they gave away personal information, credit card numbers, I would explain to them. Watch your credit score. Let your banks know. And if you notice unusual activity, accounts you didn't open, then make a police report with your local agency and keep track of everything. If they sent an email, keep track of the email. If they make a telephone call, if you have the phone number and the time they called, record that down on a piece of paper. The best way, as long as you didn't give any information, hang up. It's okay to be rude to the scammers that are calling and phishing for information because I promise they do not have your best interest at all at heart.
No, they don't. They truly, truly do not.
So we've been talking about telephone calls mostly, but mm-hmm. you've been – what about – okay, you said email. What mm-hmm. about Facebook? People may inadvertently be giving out a lot of personal information. You were saying don't give away your birthday, for example. You know, on Facebook, you get – you know, hundreds of happy birthday messages and you feel good about it. But that means your birthday's out there already.
And more than likely it is, right. Unless you put in a bogus date, you know, it's right. Not really your birthday. Maybe it's your half birthday or something like that. Another personal piece of information are obituaries. There's like 2.5 million deceased Americans whose identities are being stolen by thieves. And they go through and they will open up accounts using that personal information, believe it or not. They will go in and compromise that information. And as the family is grieving the loss of their loved one, 6 months down the line, they're receiving phone calls from credit agencies, debtors, debt collection agencies, or maybe they're receiving invoices and other bills in the mail. They're going, wait a minute, I just lost this person. How could they be incurring some kind of credit card charges when they're not even around anymore? Well, guess what? They had the date of birth. They had the maybe maiden name. They had siblings' names. They had everything else listed in that obituary. So that's how they got it.
So you have to be careful in working with the funeral home to write the obituary
absolutely
properly. So those robocalls can be more than nuisances. They can be the entering wedge of a scam. We are joined today by three people whose organizations are teaming up to address the growing threat of scams and fraud. Sandra Giles, the public relations specialist for the Better Business Bureau. From the Major Offenders Unit in the Financial Crime Squad of the Cincinnati Police Department, Detective James Wigington. And from the Pro Seniors Incorporated, staff attorney Matthew Barnes. To join our discussion, you can call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. So one of the things is that, people now are able to get part of your telephone number. So you look at a call coming in, and it has your area code, and it actually has the first three numbers of – and it's like, oh, I don't know what that – where that's coming from, but it must be somebody in my area. I'm just going to – the temptation is to pick it up, right, Sandra?
No. but right before we went on break, that's exactly what was happening. But yeah, they'll have the first three.
What was happening?
It was – I basically had a call coming in, and it was the 513 area code, the prefix of the first three digits of my cell phone number and a completely four last digits of a different phone number. And scammers are getting so tech savvy that they're able – I mean, all of our phone numbers are somewhere out there on the dark web. Whether we like it or not, they are being bought so sold and traded every which way on the dark web. And what they are doing, this call did not originate within the United States. It is somewhere outside of the United States.
How do you know that?
From experience and learning through giving presentations out in the community and talking to other IT experts. It is originating from somewhere that is sitting probably in a bank of other telemarketers and other people that are doing the exact same thing. They upload it to a database and they send out all of these massive calls throughout the U.S. And once they get somebody it's basically a phishing scam, if you will, by phone, they'll have somebody pick up because they think it's somebody local or a business person.
I've been told that even picking the phone up just lets them know that that's a real number.
Correct.
You shouldn't even do that.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't even do that.
Don't even do that.
And they will – if you answer the phone, they mark that that's a working phone number.
Correct.
Didn't work this time. Let's try back tomorrow. Let's try a couple times tomorrow, and maybe someone will answer again.
Okay. Matt, when you're working with senior citizens who may have significant financial reserves, what do you go through with them? What do you tell them about what they need to be careful? And this is just – we're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah. So actually for a lot of the clients that we get at Pro Seniors, we do have a legal hotline. We get about 6,000 calls a year. And a lot of them are actually related to, hey, I just got some call or I just got some email. Is this an actual fraud? Is this something I should be worried about? And that is another resource besides Better Business Bureau is you can always call our phone number at 1-800-488-6070. And anybody who's age 60 and older in Ohio, they can call if they have any high legal question, including questions about emails or frauds. And that includes family members and call on their behalf. But for people with significant assets especially, what they need to they need to be very careful whenever they're getting any, especially for people with significant assets, that's who's targeted for investment scams. Mm-hmm. So if they are getting asked by a close, you know, sometimes it's even close family friends, but even an acquaintance to say, hey, I have this, you know, great plan. I know somebody in this stock brokerage company. If you just give me some money, I'll invest for you. You know, again, you have to be careful about those kind of things. For those kind of scams, you know, those might be more personalized rather than just some email you're going to get. But they just need to be even more on their toes if they have significant resources.
Jim, that's on a more sophisticated level. Mm-hmm. But say after there's been a natural disaster, a hurricane mm-hmm. hits Florida, is there an uptick in this with charities?
Oh, absolutely.
That yes. may not be real. Mm-hmm. calling and looking for money to help people.
Yes, absolutely. The best advice I can give is just take your time donating to a charity or giving any information out. And if there's pressure to give, that's a big red flag that there's something wrong here.
Absolutely, you absolutely.
Legitimate charities, legitimate businesses don't push themselves off. They'll let you take time and make decisions and call back.
Yeah. If it's a legitimate charity. And not only that, mm-hmm. but we're right on the cusp of beginning the holiday frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times you'll get solicitations through the mail. You'll also get them by phone. And a lot of times if you're on an email list, and you'll get a lot of solicitations that way. But on the phone especially, if they identify themselves as a charity and they say, you know, what can I put you down for as far as your donation? That's the point where you can say, you know what, let me stop and think about it. Why don't you send me the information? And if the key flag here is, well, what's your address?
Well, actually, I think I think that we have a call. We have a number of callers, actually.
Okay.
Jeffrey's called in, and I think what you want to talk about fits perfectly with what Sandra was just talking about. So what's your observation?
Yeah, well, I've gotten a few of these calls before, and one of the things that I have learned is to try to stay calm and stay patient. A lot of times they'll try to make you scared or make things seem like they're very urgent, need to be taken care of right away, because that's how they try to get you to make mistakes. They put a lot of pressure on you. So if you stay calm, you know, that's one of the really important things to do to handle these phone calls.
Okay.
That's a really good piece
of
advice.
That's a very good point. Very good piece of advice, yes.
Yeah, don't be pushed into anything.
Don't make a hasty decision.
Thank you for calling. And you have also called. You've got a question. What is your question? Ann?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, I just got a call from the Social Security office, supposedly. And it was Officer Brown who said I had to immediately call back. So I was more curious than anything, so I called. And they wanted to know, first off, the last four digits of my social, which in my head seemed, you know, harmless. But obviously, I eventually hung up. It was so noisy. They were obviously in a big call center. It was crazy. So actually, no, I asked some questions and they hung up.
Well, so this has just happened to you. Even the last four digits of your Social Security?
Don't even give that out. That's still something you can be identified with.
Exactly. And any government agency is going to contact you by U.S. Postal Mail. So the IRS, Social Security Administration, any of the agencies, Medicare, Medicaid, mm-hmm. they're all going to contact you by U.S. Postal.
I want to be sure that we get in. The police, Better Business Bureau, and certain other organizations like ProSeniors, you're teaming up to do some things in the public to try to address this. Mm-hmm. So what's coming up?
Well, we've got an event coming up on November 8th from 11:30 a.m. to noon, a Facebook Live. And for those of you that are tech savvy, gather around your PC, your laptop, or your phone and join us for a Facebook Live on the BBB's Cincinnati's Facebook page. And we're going to address...
Which means that if they go to the BBB website
Go to our Facebook page. Go to
Facebook,
the BBB, yes.
Oh, Facebook
go to page.
Page.
And at 11:30, you can see, I'll be moderating this event. We'll have a representative from the Cincinnati Police Department, I believe Hamilton County Sheriff, and somebody from Pro Seniors on there. And we're going to address some of these issues that are affecting the elderly as far as scams and identity theft. It's only 30 minutes. We're going to do a high-level presentation on how scammers are changing the game. A lot of times they use the same scam over and over and over, but they tweak it just enough to fool you. So we're going to talk about this, and this is going to lead up to our December 5th panel discussion and community forum over at the VA hospital from 3:30 until 5. And we'll have a great discussion with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department, Cincinnati PD, Pro Seniors, and Council on Aging. And we're going to do a full-blown discussion on all of the issues. Everyone is invited to attend that event on December 5th at the VA hospital. Refreshments will be served and resources available.
Refreshments will be served there.
Yeah, you're there. I know that.
Yeah,
right.
The press will show up. in the half minute we have left here, Jim, Matt, what is the most important advice you would give?
Take your time. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay.
Yeah, and in addition to that, hang up immediately. Don't try to contact back whoever's getting a hold of you, and reach out to other people that you trust and know in your community if you're still concerned to make sure that this is all legit or if it's not.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Sandra Guile from the Better Business Bureau, Detective James Wigington of the Cincinnati Police Department, and Matthew Barnes of Pro Seniors for being with us today.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley.